Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 10 Hours Until Dawn by Michael J. Tugias recounts a real-life maritime disaster involving the offshore supply vessel Can Do and the people drawn into its final hours. Known for narrative nonfiction rooted in meticulous reporting, Tugias approaches the story as both a survival account and a close look at how quickly routine work at sea can turn into catastrophe. The book places readers in the world of commercial mariners, where schedules, weather, machinery, and split-second judgment all collide far from shore. As the crisis unfolds, the narrative highlights the physical challenges of a vessel in distress, the emotional intensity of decisions made under pressure, and the broader systems that shape outcomes, from seamanship and training to rescue coordination. The title signals the central time window of the ordeal, emphasizing urgency while allowing space to explore the human element, courage, fear, loyalty, and loss. It is a sobering, fast-moving, true story about risk, responsibility, and resilience on the ocean. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, life and work on an offshore supply vessel. A key strand of the book is the working reality aboard an offshore supply vessel like the Can Do. Tugias frames the crew not as romanticized adventurers, but as professionals doing demanding, often hazardous labor that supports offshore operations. This context matters because it shows how risk is woven into normal routines, navigating tight schedules, managing loads, maintaining equipment, and operating in changeable weather. The ship itself becomes a character in the story, with its capabilities and limitations shaping what the crew can attempt once trouble begins. By grounding the narrative in daily procedures and maritime norms, the book helps readers understand why certain decisions make sense to experienced mariners even if they appear counterintuitive to those on land. It also underscores how fatigue, communication habits, and chain of command dynamics influence responses during emergencies. The result is an accessible primer on the offshore world that clarifies what is at stake when something goes wrong at sea. The crew's competence and pride heighten the tragedy because the unfolding crisis is not simply a matter of carelessness, but of multiple pressures converging in a setting where help is never immediate. Secondly, the onset of crisis and the race against time. The narrative emphasizes how maritime disasters often begin with a series of developments that feel manageable until they suddenly are not. The title's countdown structure reinforces the sense that time is an unforgiving resource, every decision affects the next, and delays can turn problems into irreversible emergencies. Tugias focuses on the escalation of peril and the difficult choice points that arise when conditions deteriorate, equipment performance changes, or the environment becomes hostile. Readers see how crews assess what they know, what they suspect, and what they cannot yet confirm, while the ship's situation continues to evolve. The book also highlights how limited information and shifting conditions complicate judgment, making it hard to distinguish between a correct response and a merely hopeful one. This topic examines how urgency sharpens leadership and teamwork, but also narrows options. In such scenarios, procedures and training matter, yet improvisation is often unavoidable. By tracking the crisis hour by hour, the story makes clear that tragedy is rarely instantaneous. It is a process shaped by compounding constraints, in which small setbacks can consume vital time and shrink the margin for survival. Thirdly, courage, leadership, and human behavior. Under extreme stress, at the heart of the book is a study of human behavior when fear and responsibility collide. Tugias spotlights the moral and psychological weight carried by mariners who must protect crewmates, manage a vessel, and make choices that can affect life and death. Leadership is portrayed as more than authority. It is the ability to maintain clarity amid uncertainty and to keep a group functioning when panic is a real threat. The crew's actions reveal different forms of bravery, taking practical steps to stabilize a dangerous situation, staying focused on tasks even when outcomes look grim, and making decisions that prioritize others. This theme also explores how stress can distort perception and how even experienced professionals can be pushed to their limits by exhaustion, cold, darkness, and relentless motion. The book's power comes from showing heroism as a series of concrete acts rather than a single dramatic moment. At the same time, it does not shy away from the emotional cost of those acts, including regret, grief, and the lingering question of what might have happened if circumstances had broken differently. The result is a nuanced portrait of courage that feels earned rather than staged. Fourthly, rescue realities, coordination, constraints, and split-second judgments. Another major topic is the complex reality of rescue at sea. Tugias conveys that response efforts depend on weather windows, distance, visibility, available assets, and communication clarity, all while the emergency itself continues to evolve. Rescue organizations and responders operate with protocols and expertise, yet they are constrained by physics and time, helicopters have range limits, boats have speed and stability issues, and even the best crews cannot instantly overcome dangerous conditions. This theme highlights the interplay between those in distress and those trying to help, showing how information exchange and timing can shape decisions on both sides. The book makes clear that rescue is not a simple narrative of arrival and salvation. It is a high-risk operation with its own hazards, where responders must weigh the safety of their teams against the urgency of saving others. It also illuminates how misunderstandings or incomplete details can complicate planning. By presenting rescue as a coordinated system rather than a single heroic intervention, the story deepens respect for maritime professionals while also exposing the hard boundaries they face. This perspective enhances the tragedy because it shows that even well-executed efforts can be overwhelmed by conditions that leave little room for error. Lastly, aftermath, accountability, and lessons for maritime safety. Beyond the immediate drama, the book points readers toward the broader implications of the can-do tragedy. Maritime disasters often lead to investigations, hard questions, and a search for lessons that can reduce future risk. Tugia's examines how accidents are rarely explained by one factor. They involve systems, procedures, maintenance practices, training standards, and organizational assumptions about acceptable risk. This topic considers the role of accountability without simplifying the story into villains and heroes. It invites reflection on how industries balance productivity and safety, how regulations and best practices are interpreted in real operations, and how the culture aboard working vessels can influence whether concerns are raised early or minimized. The aftermath also includes the human impact on families and communities, reminding readers that offshore work connects to lives far from the water. By placing the tragedy in a wider context, the narrative becomes more than an isolated incident. It becomes a case study in preparedness and humility before the sea. The enduring value of this theme is its practicality. Readers come away with a sharper understanding of why safety margins matter, why contingency planning is not optional, and why learning from loss is a crucial responsibility. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who appreciate narrative nonfiction, maritime history, and true survival stories grounded in real-world work rather than adventure fantasy. It will also resonate with those interested in offshore industries, emergency management, and the realities of search and rescue. The benefit to a reader's life is twofold. It builds respect for the professionalism required in high-risk jobs, and it encourages clearer thinking about preparedness, communication, and decision-making under pressure. Even readers far from the ocean can apply its lessons about how small choices compound, how teams function in crisis, and why humility toward risk matters. Compared with similar sea disaster accounts, Tugia stands out for combining fast-paced storytelling with a practical focus on seamanship, operational constraints, and the systems surrounding an emergency. The result is a book that is both gripping and instructive, avoiding easy sensationalism while still delivering tension and emotional weight. It is worth buying for readers who want more than a simple tale of tragedy, because it offers a grounded understanding of how heroism can emerge in ordinary working conditions and how hard-earned lessons can shape safer outcomes in the future. If you would like to support Michael J. Tugias, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.